Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Saquon Barkley is a free agent, and starting on Monday, the legal tampering period can begin, and the Giants obviously made a decision, which we've examined, to not franchise tag him. And he will have a chance to talk to every team in the NFL. There is a report coming out of Philadelphia from the immortal Howard Eskin, that, and he's never wrong. That's what I've heard. He's never wrong. That the Philadelphia Eagles and Saquon Barkley have a mutual interest in each other. That should disturb every single person in our audience. So, Tiki, what do you have to say about that?
So, we already know that one New Yorker, esteemed, even though for just a short time, is heading down to Philadelphia. That would be our boss, Spike Eskin.
Fraud.
Sounds similar to the name that Evan just mentioned. Howard Eskin. Why? Because it's his son. So Howard Eskin is starting to spew some nonsense that there is mutual interest between Saquon Barkley and the Philadelphia Eagles. And let me preface this by saying I have utmost respect for the Philadelphia Eagles. They've won a championship in the interim since I retired. They've had some pretty good teams, and they've been really good. But the fact that Saquon would even contemplate going to play for that team in Philadelphia is insulting to his Giant history and legacy. There are many other opportunities out there for Saquon, because there's a lot of running back musical chairs that are going to happen. It happened last year, actually, as well. But there's a lot of musical chairs that are going to happen this offseason in the running back world. And Saquon very well not be a New York Giant. I know that Joe Shane is having conversations, but it just doesn't feel like it's going to work out. Go to Baltimore. Go to Houston. Go to L.A. Chargers. Jim Harbaugh already has intimated that he wants you. Go anywhere else. Hell, go play in the Spanish Football League for all I care. Do not, absolutely do not go to the Philadelphia Eagles. Because if you do, that appreciation and respect and reverence that we all have for you, Saquon, will be lost. It'll be gone. You can join enemies. I mean, hell, I don't even know if I'd feel bad about him joining the Commanders or the Cowboys. But the Eagles? It's in your backyard. I mean, we share a state. I know you killed Jersey yesterday, Evan, because of the pump and gas thing. But we share a state with Eagles fans. You get halfway down the Jersey Shore, we're talking Eagles people. We're talking those that don't care about the Giants, who would rather, you know, see us burned and then urinate on us. We're talking about a different area, different mentality of person down the street, down in South Jersey, down in Philadelphia. And Saquon Barkley cannot join that world. And you know why you can't join that world? Because no matter what happens in his free agent world that he's living in right now, we want to still respect and love him. If he goes to Houston and he's down there with C.J. Stroud and they do some great stuff, and hell, he even wins a championship, we'll feel happy for him.
Yeah.
No matter what happens when he does in Philadelphia, we will hate it. And then we'll start hating him. And I don't want that to happen for who I thought was one of the most potential-filled stars to come into New York in a really, really long time. So I know that Howard Eskin is spewing this nonsense. What I really think he's doing is setting his son up for his first fall book for when he goes down and he can start talking about Saquon. I know Saquon because I was up in New York as the PD, and Evan and Tiki and all the shows up there were talking about Saquon Barkley, and he was fantastic. Well, now we have him, and he's a Philadelphia Eagle. It just feels like Howard's setting up Spike. So don't let the nonsense, Saquon. Don't let the Howard Eskins of the world and his traitor son who's going down the road influence you to go into the cesspool of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Go kiss ass.
You're going to turn into one of those people that we hate.
Yeah.
And we don't want that.
Yeah.
We don't. Like, we'll respect you, but we'll hate you. And that's not a good thing. Your jersey at 2-6 that we see all over the stadium, it won't be worn anymore.
Gone.
It'll be gone.
Gone.
It'll be burned.
Burned.
In some cases.
Yeah.
Do not, without any doubt, go to Philadelphia. Do not. That's just my message for Saquon.
Well said, sir. That's a legendary New York Giant, a man who suited up for no other team, speaking the truth. And I wonder, as Saquon Barkley has a couple of days to contemplate his future before free agency begins, I hope he understands. And I hope he's listening. And if he's not listening, I hope someone tells him. Because you say it from an athlete perspective and a Giant perspective. Mm-hmm. I can say this from a fan perspective. And I'll be a little bit more blunt. You're dead to us.
Yes.
If you go to Philadelphia, right, you're dead to us. And I remember, I'll give you a quick comparison, Jacob DeGrom. If he went to Atlanta, he was going to be dead to me. And I'm a Stan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys know how nuts I am. That was a deal breaker. That was a rule breaker. He couldn't go there. And quite frankly, I have respect for the Giant-Eagle rivalry to the point where I think Giants-Eagles is on another plane compared to Mets-Braves.
Oh, I agree.
I don't even think it's close.
I agree.
And so I feel you, and I feel Giant fans. And Saquon just needs to know. He needs to know from the people listening right now, all the Giant fans in the audience, and he needs to know from a Giant legend. We understand you're tired of losing. We understand you want the respect of being paid. We understand you may want to go to another team,
mm-hmm,
but if you go to that team, you're dead to us. Your jerseys will be burned. They will never be worn. You won't be welcome back. Like, there will never be a Ring of Honor ceremony
never
for Saquon Barkley,
right,
the former Eagle. It's over. You go to Houston and you have great success, I think there's a time and place down the road,
great,
where the Giant fan's going to say, come on back,
right,
we loved you.
Come retire a Giant. You do that. If he goes to Philly, we're not letting him come retire a Giant.
No.
He's an Eagle. You're now an Eagle. If you go fly, Eagle, fly, if that comes out of your mouth one time, you're an Eagle. It does not happen. There's no, we forgive you. It's over.
No, this is unforgivable. I mean, it's the reality. Here's what I'm curious about, Tiki. When you're in the room as an active player, you now have the ability of being wise, the,
yes,
ability of time, the ability to have played an entire NFL career, and now you're at that different lens. You're looking at it, mm-hmm, through the media lens. When you sat there, and we talked about it the other day, how you sort of got to free agency, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
You were also not on this level of Saquon at this point.
Nope.
Your career got better as it went,
right,
on. But did you realize... Did you know, and did guys in the room know, that if they cross that line and go to Philadelphia, they're dead to all of us? Did they know that?
Well, I think the Philadelphia rivalry, as it's now viewed, started happening during my era. Right? It wasn't previous.
It existed,
that,
but not to this level.
It wasn't vitriolic,
yeah,
like it feels now.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, obviously, because it was an NFC East rival, but I feel like the Cowboys were more of the rivalry back in those, you know, 90s and 80s, et cetera. But once the late 90s and the 2000s, and then the Eagles and the Giants were always battling for the division, and then they, you know, they became the dominant team, and then they win a Super Bowl, the rivalry became the Eagles and the Giants, because the Giants just couldn't beat them.
Right.
Right. For the last decade, you just can't beat them. And so they've become the hated team. And then when you think about the proximity, and I mean this, man. We took a bus.
Yeah?
We took a bus to Philadelphia. We didn't take a train. We didn't, like, fly. We took a bus to Philadelphia. That's how close it was. And I'm not joking. You get somewhere down the New Jersey Turnpike or the Garden State Parkway, you start seeing Eagle flags.
Yeah.
Right? It becomes Eagle country. And it's annoying that in the state that houses our team, we have Eagle fans, mm-hmm, from Philadelphia living in the boroughs and hating on the New York Giants. And they're not nice. It's not brotherly love. It is abject hate.
Yeah.
It's what it feels like. And now, you respect the players, you respect those guys. Donovan McNabb, he's my boy. Ike Reese, he's my dude. I love these guys. Brian Dawkins, love them. But as rivals, you hated them. And I can't see Saquon putting on an Eagle Green 26 and us saying, oh, we forgive you, Saquon.
No.
It's over.
No, it's over,
it's
dude.
Over.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.